U.S. Army Specialist Morgan Jacobs of Santa Cruz, California, died on October 7th near Tikrit in northern Iraq. He was killed when a roadside bomb exploded near his patrol vehicle. Specialist Jacobs was 20 years old and the first resident of Santa Cruz to die in Iraq. His family gathered for a memorial service last week. Rachel Ann Goodman of member station KUSP has this remembrance.
The Jacobs family home sits right on the cliffs overlooking the Pacific Ocean. Todd Jacobs says his wife named their son Morgan because it means boy born by the sea.
It was an appropriate name for him because he loved the ocean. He loved living here. Loved Santa Cruz.
Morgan Jacobs was a typical Santa Cruz guy raised by the beach. He liked to hang out with his friends, surf the waves at Pleasure Point, and race remote control cars. He wasn't political, says his father, and didn't even follow the news. So it was a big surprise when, after 9/11, Morgan, still in high school, announced that he was enlisting in the Army.
His mother was in the kitchen, and he said, I'm joining the Army. I'm going to fight for my country. I'm going to protect my family. And that's when we tried to talk him out of it, because I've been around long enough to know what was going to happen.
Still, Jacobs was determined, says his father, and 10 months later he was inducted into the Army. By January of 2004, he was in Iraq. Jacobs wrote home to his parents that he was proud to be in the same platoon, the 118 that stormed the beaches in Normandy. He also wrote that his fellow soldiers gave him a nickname fitting his hometown.
They called him Surfer Dude because he was from California. He had blonde hair, blue eyes.
Jacobs quickly became the glue that held his unit together, organizing barbecues and movie nights. His death, says his father, deeply affected his fellow soldiers.
Morgan went down. The lieutenant called and said, Morgan's has affected everybody to the core because he was the jokester, the organizer. All his unit were devastated by the loss.
In Santa Cruz, Todd Jacobs says the outpouring of sympathy, even from strangers, has been overwhelming.
People have come up to my wife and I or spoken to us on the phone or via emails and cards and letters. And the theme is, thank you for raising such a fine boy who is protecting us and his country.
Todd and his wife Cindy haven't slept much since hearing of their son's death. Jacob says he tries to take consolation in what his son accomplished in the Army. The Bronze Star and Purple Heart are lined up on the counter with dozens of photographs of a blonde youngster, always smiling broadly into the camera, and always with the ocean in the background. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Ann Goodman in Santa Cruz, California.